Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Hi, listening friends. Welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's December 6th, 2013. It's been a wonderful and unique week of broadcasts as Wednesday and Friday co-hosts Pastor Jason Schiffo and Joey Kroll joined me in the studio, and we've recorded what you've heard all week long as we sat down in front of our microphones and had some chit-chat discussions. Hopefully you've been blessed all week long, and all those programs along with today's edition of Mark and Friends are archived at greatnewsradio.org. The last 3 days I've done this at the end of the program, but I'll do it right now. The fifth caller at 217-367-7777 will win a pair of tickets to Mamma Mia coming Sunday night, December 8th, to the State Farm Center. So right now the fifth caller will get a pair of tickets during the morning edition of Mark and Friends, and also at this point in the program when it re-airs tonight. 217-367-7777. Well, because I don't want you to miss out on any of our conversation, I'll lead off with a song by Steve Green, Birthday of a King, one of the many selections you'll be hearing in the coming days as we transition to Christmas music to the glory of God. Hope you'll make one of our four frequencies your home on the radio dial for the holidays, and I hope to see all of you at the Meadowbrook Church this Sunday night, 6 p.m., for a Singing Men concert, free concert. And the Meadowbrook Church is located at 1902 South Duncan Road in Champaign, the west end of Champaign, on the corner of Southwood and Duncan. Basically, the Meadowbrook Church is 2 blocks south of Kirby Avenue on Duncan. 6 p.m., the Singing Men will be dressed in their tuxedos. All right, here's Steve Green, Birthday of a King.
In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child. And the sky was bright with a holy light, for the place where Jesus lay. Hallelujah, oh how the angels sang, hallelujah. A humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path has led, what a perfect holy way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, how it rang, and the sky was bright with God's holy light. 'Twas the birthday of the King. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A fear
That was Steve Green, Birthday of a King, one of the many God-honoring Christmas selections you'll hear in the coming days. Thank you, God, for this Christmas season and all the celebratory songs and arrangements and melodies, hymns and classical tunes that honor you during this Christmas season, this Advent season. Well, if you've been tuned in all week long, you know in the studio with me was Wednesday and Friday's co-host Pastor Jason Schiffel, along with Joey Kroll, who hosts the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. We got settled in the studio and had a lengthy conversation about Advent, the Christmas season, traditions, unique ways of sharing our faith. And this is the last installment in this five-part series all week long. It begins with Joey Kroll opening up in prayer and us asking, how can we share Christ? How do we get there? What can we say to people? And Jason emphasizing the importance of being open to the Spirit and the Spirit's leading. He references Colossians 3, 1 through 4. I'll read that for you and then go right into Joey's prayer. As we prepare for Christmas in a unique way, as Jason would say, through submission. So let's all give ourselves to Jesus this year. Let's be in the Word. So when all the noise and the stuff and the things and the many happenings that'll crowd him out of our experience will be minimized, because we'll be receptive, in tuned, and capable of hearing his voice when things get a little crazy. Can I get a testimony? Reading from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
Father, we thank you so much that we can come together here today and just talk about your word, talk about what it means to be a Christian and how to apply the things we read about. And in fact, James talks about, don't just be hearers, but be doers. And Father, I pray for opportunities for all of us, not only in the studio, but those who are listening to this radio ministry, to apply and do and share Jesus. Not just this Christmas season, not just only on Easter, not just only on Thanksgiving, and let it be a way of life for all of us, Lord. Father, we thank you so much just for who you are, what you're doing, and I pray that you continue to make us sensitive to what you're trying to do in our lives and the people that we come across as well. In Jesus' name, and all God's people say,
Amen.
Hey, you know, I think you bring up a good point, too. I mean, sharing Christ should be a way of life, not just a season in December to January 1st. So talk to the person about, okay, I get that. How do I get there?
In the car?
With boots on, walking?
No. How do you get there? Colossians 3 is my favorite verse. I went through a particularly tough season of life after I got saved. I got saved by the Lord. Lord did a miraculous work in my life, did a miraculous work in my family. I was riding the wave super high. I was like, man, Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything. And then all of a sudden I'm going, who the heck is Jesus? And I had like a couple months where I was really wrestling with who Jesus is. I think it was when the enemy came to tempt me and to say, look, if you want to follow him, look, I'll make you king of the world. But you want to follow this guy? I don't know about it. And during that time, I memorized Colossians 3, 1 through 4. You know, since then, you know, you've been raised in Christ. Set your heart on things above, not on things below. Set your mind on things above. You know, and then it goes on to say, when Christ, who is your life, appears, you'll appear with him in glory. I think that the Lord convicted me to memorize that verse because that verse says, when Christ, who is your life. And if Christ is my life, that means I have to give away my life. And by the way, the Bible says that where you lose your life for Jesus' sake, you're going to find it. And so when I lose my life in my kids, when I lose my life in my relationships, people around with my wife, when I give my life away for there for Christ's sake, I gain far more than I ever gave away. I really do. I'm blessed in ways that I walk away feeling more happy than I felt going into. I walk away feeling altogether different. But I think you have to get it. I think that ultimately one of the cornerstones of the Christian experience that we miss is submission. I think in our preparation for Christmas, our preparation for everything ought to be submission. Lord, what's your plan? Lord, how are you going to order my steps? Lord, what are you going to do? I mean, the Bible says, God says to Joshua, I'm going to give you every place that you put your feet. You know, we could read that and go, well, yeah, the Lord's going to give me every place that I put my feet. The problem with that verse is that the only places that Joshua was going to put his feet as he followed the Lord was the places the Lord wanted him to put his feet. And see, when we give our lives over to God, when we give our lives solely over to God, if you were to say right now, this Christmas, I'm giving this Christmas to you, Jesus. I'm giving this Christmas to you, Jesus. Before I do anything in this Christmas, I'm going to pray like crazy. I'm going to take that expectancy and drive it into my family in a way that we're expectant about you, not about anything else. And as I do that, will I be willing to get rid of some things? I think that's going to be the hardest thing for people. I know in our journey, that's when I grew up, we had like monster Christmases. You go to my grandmother's house and there were presents stacked. I mean, they were holding the ceiling up. There were just presents everywhere and it was nuts. And that was what Christmas was about, eating a ton of food and opening up a ton of presents. And today, in my house, you get three gifts. You get a need, you get a read, and then you get something you want. Mm-hmm. And that's all you get. And we do stockings. My wife loves to do the stockings like your mom loved to do. But that's what you get. There's no big gift-giving thing. There's no anything to make you nuts or take your mind off of why we're there. And every single time, every single gift they get, we talk about, man, look at how Jesus has blessed us. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how it has to be. That's my job. That's your job. That's your job. Whoever we're leading and guiding in our spheres of life, that's our job to say, look what Jesus just did. I think that's what's important. I mean, I realize what you're saying, Mark. Like, you know, you don't want to, you want to be careful. Just love people and you want to be careful and you don't have to go like, well, Jesus sent me over here with a rake. I think there's validity and honor in that. But I also think it's okay to say to that person, you know, I just thank Jesus that I can come over here and help
right,
you.
Right.
You know, turn it back on yourself. I thank Jesus that he moved me to come over here. I'm only here because Jesus sent me, but I'm not going to do it in such a way like, Jesus sent me here. Right. You know, but I mean, I think it's okay to say, you know, I'm just thanking Jesus that I get to be here with you.
You know, and I was thinking something else I wrote as you were talking early on. In spite of me, God still will accomplish his plan and purposes. So I'm thinking of some people, like there's many of us that are very intentional. Lord, this is a great season. There's lots of opportunity. You abide in me. Recently, I was at a Alpha program. It was an evangelistic outreach for international students. And they were asking, the last session, which was 2 weeks ago, was on the Holy Spirit living in you, abiding in you. And some of these international students from China and South Korea were like, so tell me about the Holy Spirit. What happens? And what happens when he came into you? And what was that experience? And these were seekers. I mean, there's a couple that are very close to accepting Jesus. But because we're Christians and we have the Holy Spirit in us, even when we maybe don't make the best choices or don't prioritize Jesus or pray it all up, God still, even in spite of us, will accomplish his will. And so I was just thinking, you know, it's always best to be intentional and say, Lord, order my steps. Give me those divine appointments. But you know what? He's going to accomplish his plan even in spite of us. And so it's best to just work alongside with his planning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a story of like Joey's and mine. I mean, in spite of Joey's parents, God got him. In spite of my parents, God got him. But how different would the legacy be had they worked with him?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Mark, you bring up something really interesting, too. Just a few moments ago, you talked about showing up with a rake. Hmm. And sometimes we think, I got too much to do today. Yeah. I haven't gotten much sleep. I've been sleeping only 7 hours a night instead of my 10. You know, whatever that situation
was. You sleep 10 hours?
Yeah, no. So, you know, there's that passage, I think it's in Luke, where it talks about Joseph and Mary looking for a place to stay. There's no room for them in the inn. I mean, that would be a nice place to give birth. I mean, nice, warm, maybe you get a cup of coffee. I don't even know if they even had coffee back then. But, you know, they it would have been the ideal place. So the innkeeper, you know, there's no room in the inn. And I think this Christmas season, throughout the year, is there room in your heart for Jesus? Or do you do what we tend to do sometimes? I don't have time for that. I mean, you know, God, you know I got to get this thing done. I've been holding it off. And is there room in your heart to serve the King of Kings in your heart, friend? As we get ready for Christmas, as we get ready for some wonderful opportunities to share Christ, are you going to be consumed with you, or are you going to be consumed with God?
Yeah.
What is that story where the religious leader, the Pharisee, and the Levite, they're so busy, they leave the brutalized individual on the road because they're busy doing their church things. Many of us are busy getting to our church service or doing what's given to the church program, passing by those people that we can stop and just say a kind word or be inconvenienced for a moment or two to sit down with them or invite them over. This is really a season, everyone, where the Lord Almighty God gave his one and only Son for us. How much more we can learn to do that for others, give ourselves, give our time.
You know, I think, Mark, in John chapter 5, and John is the book of the Bible that we can go to. It includes in the very first chapter, in chapter 1, this Genesis of Jesus coming down, and it says that he tabernacled, he walked amongst us, but it said that the Word came, and the Word we know being Jesus, he was God, and that he is God. Later on, as he goes around and he touches people and he begins to meet people, it says that he encounters a man by the pools of Bethsaida. And he asks them the question, you know, we talk about, well, how do we slow down and how do we do all these things? And look, at the Bible says over and over again that God has not grown faint, that God has not stopped speaking, that God's voice has not grown dull. So God is speaking. We're just not listening, or it's so up and out and against all the other noise. And let's be honest, during the Christmas season, there is more noise. There's just much more. You go in and things are clacking and things are making noise, and there's more displays and more colors and more music playing overhead. And I think it's playing louder, and there's more people trying to give you samples of things, and there's just more stuff happening, more places you have to be, more things you have to be a part of, good and bad. Even let's just think about our church experiences. There's more things happening in church that you're kind of being pulled towards, good things. And so we would say, well, how the heck do I even slow down? Well, you don't slow down until you listen for Jesus. And when you listen for Jesus, you're always going to hear those questions that Jesus asked throughout the Bible. In Genesis, God comes and he asks the question. He says, where are you? And God asks that question because he wants us. He doesn't ask it because he doesn't know where we're at. He asks it because he wants us to figure out where we're at. Because when we figure out where we're at, we're going to realize just how far we are from him. And in the book of John at the pool of Bethsaida, Jesus asks this question to the man. He says, do you want to get well? He says, do you want to get well? Do you want your life to change? And this man, what I love about this passage is he comes up with all kinds of excuses, just the same as we would. Well, but you know, it's really busy right now, and when I try and do this, somebody else always gets in the way, and everything always doesn't go so hot for me, and I don't understand why you're asking me this question. Jesus says, no, wait a second. I don't hear any of that kind of stuff. Do you want to get better? Where are you? And then do you want to give it? That's what Jesus is asking. That's what Jesus is asking you right now, friend. Do you want to get better? Do you want to have a different kind of Christmas, or do you want the same kind of crazy making going into debt Christmas that you've had for years and years and years and years and years? And you wonder why you gave your kids everything you thought they needed last year and they didn't turn out any better. Things didn't change. They got the Wii and they didn't become, you know, scholarly kids, and they didn't love Jesus more, and I don't understand what happened because I got them everything they asked for on the list. Because it didn't matter. That didn't make them well. It just contributed to the sickness. And so the question is, do you want to get better? I firmly stand on Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. But part of the belief that Paul says later in Corinthians is if you believe, you have spoken. So to bring the horse and buggy around, do you love to tell the story? Because I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to slow you down. Telling the story of Jesus first to your wife and to your kids, first to yourself. Getting into the Bible and begin to read the story about this God-man who gave up everything to come down and walk amongst us, to touch us, to sacrifice for us that we might have life and life everlasting. Are you willing to tell yourself that story first and then to accept it and to love it and begin to tell everybody else? Because if you don't, if you won't, then you'll continue in the same trajectory you're on right now. And this Christmas will be like every other Christmas, although it'll be a little bit more frustrating, a little bit more anxiety. It'll be a little harder because you're moving away from Jesus, not towards him. And so I think you have to pause and you have to listen and you have to ask Jesus to speak. And you'll hear that voice say, do you want to get well?
And if you want to know that voice and want to know that relationship that you can have with Almighty God, there's an 800 number that you can call, and there are trained counselors that would love to talk with you about having a relationship with Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the very one we celebrate during the season. You can call 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, gosh, guys, it's been great to have you in the studio with
Yay.
Me. And this whole week's worth of broadcasts has been available because of your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and because you want to celebrate him with all that you know, with your families, with our radio listeners. And what a privilege to co-labor with you guys proclaiming the good news message of Jesus, Jesus Christ, who is Lord and Savior. And I guess being early December here, Merry Christmas,
Thank
Joey.
You.
Merry Christmas,
Thank
Jason.
You.
Where it is. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo and Joey Crow with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.